My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Grant and Danny with you on The Fan. Pleased right now to get to talk to a Hall of Famer, a 14-time Pro Bowler and a 6-time All-Pro, one of the greats in the history of the league with 1,325 catches, one of the best tight ends to ever play. Tony Gonzalez joins us now right here on The Fan to make some sense of what we saw this weekend and to get ready for the kickoff of the third season of Thursday Night Football on Prime Video. Tony's a big part of their crew at the desk, pre and post. Tony, you're on in D.C. Thanks for the time. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's going on?
We're a little bit bummed from a week one result here in Washington, but, you know, onward and upward, I suppose. Just big picture on the league, Tony. It seems like week one of the last couple of seasons has been really topsy-turvy, a lot of unexpected things. I know it's a league that thrives on that, but have you felt that? What's your explanation if you buy it?
Well, you know, definitely, obviously, I mean, the stats are the proof that you need. I mean, yesterday was, one of the worst offensive outputs in the last 10, 20, whatever years, what I was reading. And I think a lot of it comes down to these guys. Nobody plays in the preseason anymore. Back in my day, that's what you did. I mean, you played in every single preseason game, except rarely the last one, especially if you're an older guy. But the third preseason game, which would be the second preseason game now since they only have three, you play into the third quarter. I mean, you're getting your timing down. You're getting that rhythm down. And everybody needs it, no more so than the offensive line. I think that has a lot to do with it. You saw a lot of holes, a lot of defenders getting after the quarterback because you don't have that continuity. And then guys out there in the receiving, the timing, the game speed, you can't duplicate it. I don't care anybody, joint practices and all that stuff. You know nobody's going to hit you in those situations. It's good, but it's not great work, and I think you're seeing that. But they'll get it right. That's the thing about it. The NFL, give them 2 or 3 weeks, and then they'll start to hit that form and start to get that rhythm, and that timing will come, and you'll start seeing the points go up. You'll see big games out of these receivers.
Tony Gonzalez on G&D. Yeah, just to back his point up there with some numbers, unless the Jets and Niners combine for 672 yards in this game, it's going to be the lowest passing yardage output week one since 2010, which is going to break last year's output as the lowest in that stretch. And in fact, passing touchdowns in week one from 2019 through 2022, we saw 61, 52, 61, and 51 passing touchdowns in week one. There were 33 so far in week one with one game to play. So just a massive fall off in production to accentuate Tony's point. Here in Washington, we saw, speaking of changes in the league, the starting quarterback scramble 11 times and run 16 times. He and Lamar Jackson both did that in week one. Over 17 games, that would get you over 270 attempts. That would make you number two in the NFL behind Derrick Henry in rushing attempts last year, which obviously isn't the plan with the 210-pound quarterback. But what do you make of Jaden Daniels running that much in his pro debut yesterday?
Well, you know, you look at all these quote unquote running quarterbacks. When anything gets unsure, when anything is in doubt, they use their legs. It's been something they've done since they played Pop Warner football. First time they ever put some cleats on and some shoulder pads and played the quarterback position, they're thinking, okay, I can always rely on my legs. It's easy. And so you put a young guy out there, pocket breaks down, not sure about a read, take off. And you have the ability to do it. And he does. He has the ability to do it. Now, you know, the flip side of that is now you might get hurt. You look back at the film, you're like, man, I actually have guys open. If I could just wait a little bit more, I think you become a victim to your athleticism. And that's why it's tough for these running quarterbacks to be a really, really good dual threat guy. It is extremely, extremely tough. And I know, if I'm playing with a guy who's a quote unquote running quarterback, I'm going to tell him, hey man, give me some time. Let me get open. I can work for you and make it easier on you. But I'm not surprised by that. A young quarterback like Jaden, he's doing what he does. That's what he does. But he's got to get better. You got to take that off the table for a lot of different reasons. It shows, does it win Super Bowls? It hasn't over the last, a long time. When is the last time a pure, like a running quarterback won the Super Bowl? It doesn't work in the long term. And just look at Lamar Jackson. You can be great all season, get MVP, but you got to be able to swing that rock from the pocket. And I'm sure he'll evolve and keep figuring that out.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Great, Tony Gonzalez with us here on Grant and Danny. Tony, take it wherever you want, team, player, anything in between. Who impressed you most here in week number one?
Who impressed me most? I'm not going to be a homer here. Probably people are going to say I am, but I really liked what the Chiefs did. I thought them going out after last year, obviously winning the Super Bowl, and the weakness is your offense. And they went out there and got Isaiah Worthy, two touchdowns. Rashee Rice looks better than ever. He's going to be one of the best receivers in the league. Malcolm Brown wasn't even there. I just think offensively and what they could do defensively with Chris Jones and McDuffie, Trent McDuffie, Nick Bolton, like they have that same, pretty much that same defense stack. I know Sneed is gone, but why would you pick against them? Why? There's no reason, if they stay healthy, that they're going to be even better than they were last year. The NFL, they're going to be talking about the three-peat all season long, right? It's already been talked about a bunch, and it's just going to keep getting more and more. But they deserve it, man. That team, they look really, really good to me opening weekend.
Thursday night coming up in 3 days. Prime Video begins its third season. Exclusive Thursday night football coverage. They got a great matchup, too. The Bills and the Dolphins in Miami. Pregame coverage begins each Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern with TNF tonight. Tony Gonzalez is with us on Grant and Danny. How about that game you're going to be at for the Bills and the Dolphins? Buffalo survived a big-time scare. They needed every productive yard and moment they could muster in the second half against the Cardinals to get a Week 1 win. And same with the Dolphins. They laid an egg for about three quarters, and because of their explosiveness on offense, they were able to survive in advance and steal one from Jacksonville. Both those teams, despite being 1-0, probably going to go into Week 2 feeling like they didn't play their best football.
Yeah, they didn't. They did not. I watched both those games. They did not look like what you thought they were going to look like. In fact, Miami, I'm convinced if Javon Holland doesn't punch that ball out, they're going up. They're going to go up what, by 17 at that point. They're going to 24-7 at that, or whatever it was, 24-3, I think. It would have been a almost insurmountable deficit for them to come back. Not that they can. Obviously, they got Tyreek and Jaylen Waddle. But that just changed the momentum of that game, and that's what they needed. Kind of sparked them, and they finally came to life. And I think with Buffalo, the biggest thing is, my biggest takeaway from that game is they're a good football team. There's no doubt. I think they're going to be a playoff team again. Everybody talks about their window closing. I'm not convinced it's closed. I see it maybe starting to shut, but I still think they can go out there and make a good playoff run, especially because they got a quarterback like they do. My thing is, can they keep him healthy? That's my takeaway. Let's make sure that he doesn't feel like he needs to put the team on his shoulders. And he's got to lean on some of these other guys, especially his tight end. He's got a big-time tight end in Dalton Kincaid who can run great routes. He reminds me of Travis Kelce as far as the route running and the smoothness and the getting out of the routes. They got to find ways to get him the ball to alleviate some of that pressure off of Josh, because Josh, I can't see him doing what he did last week all season long. It's just a matter of time before a guy like him gets hurt, which would be the worst thing to happen for that team.
Turn to the other AFC's team, the Jets, in action tonight against San Francisco. How do you see that one going? And then how do you see that AFC East going?
You know, the Jets, I think that's probably the biggest anticipation out of any, at least for me. I know it is for me because of what we saw last year, all that hype going into the season last year, and then Aaron goes out there and gets hurt, whatever, fourth play of the game. And so we've been chomping at the bit to see what this team can actually look like. Is Robert Saleh, is he a good coach or is he a bad coach right now? I mean, people are calling him a bad coach. Maybe he should be fired. And you're like, man, you know, let's see how you do when you lose your Hall of Fame quarterback. So really looking forward to seeing what Aaron can do with that offense and that really good defense that they have there. The 49ers, best team, top team, 1-2 to me in the NFC. My favorites to go back to the Super Bowl, them or Philly. I like Philly a lot too as well. But the 49ers, John Lynch and Coach Shanahan, what they've done over the last couple of years, they continue to keep retooling. They keep signing back their key players. That team is ready. They're going to go out there. In fact, I think the 49ers are going to win this game. But I'd like to see Aaron go out there and play well against a really, really good defense. But I think just a storyline, period. Forget about who you're rooting for or not, but I would love to see the old man go out there and play well against that 49er defense and put the Jets in a position to win, although I think the 49ers are going to take this one.
Jets-Niners kicks off in 3 hours tonight on Monday Night Football. Tony, before we let you go, last one. I mentioned, you know, I think for a lot of us, when we think about the tight end position, you're the first person that comes to mind, being third all-time in catches and number one at the position. Seems to me like, and you can correct me or tell me I'm wrong if you disagree, but Travis Kelce, Mark Andrews, you know, some of the greats who have done it in this era are starting to wind it down a little bit. Maybe George Kittle's the transition guy between the two groups, but there's another wave coming now. Sam LaPorta in Detroit might be the leader of the pack. How do you view kind of the state of the union at tight end at that position, and who are some guys maybe we should keep an eye on that you enjoy watching that could be next?
Well, you said so those two guys, I think, are the lead guys, LaPorta, Dalton Kincaid, talked about him. These guys run great routes. It's kind of the position has really evolved. It's not like when I was playing where you got to put your hand in the dirt and 3 yards in a cloud of dust, that old-school smash-mouth football power running triple team to the linebacker. I hated doing it, but you had to do it. That was part of the position. So these guys are more of these flex guys. And they come in just ready, catching balls. Last year, what Sam Laporta did was incredible to do as a rookie. I like those two guys. I like Brock Bowers. I watched him yesterday for the Raiders. He's going to be special. I think he's going to be a really, really good tight end receiving. He can block through as well. Somebody that I've been waiting on, and I think with Kirk Cousins coming to the Falcons, Kyle Pitts, who had 1,000 yards as a rookie, which is, I think he's the only one to ever do it. Or since Mike Ditka, he was the first one to do that. No, I didn't do that. Kelsey didn't do that. Gronk didn't do that. He did it as a rookie. And then since then, he just has almost fallen off. It seems like a completely different player. But he had a guy that I know very well then. He had Matt Ryan throwing him the football. And I think Kirk Cousins could resurrect this guy's career, get him going, because he's a unicorn. Athletically, 6'6". 265 pounds, runs a 4.4, can catch the ball outside of the framework of his body, does all the little things that you want done out of a tight end. I think he's poised for a big year. In fact, I want to see it. It's kind of a make or break year as far as I'm concerned for him, because that 1,000 yards, I was back then, I was like, man, this guy, this guy might be on his way to being better than all of us. But I'd like to see him get back on track.
Tony, this is great, man. Really appreciate the time.
All right, thank you for having me, guys.
It'd be good. We'll be watching you on Thursday night. There's Tony Gonzalez, Prime Video, exclusive Thursday night home for football again all season for their third year now. With the pre and post, Tony will be on the set. Good conversation with him.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.